Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Are you worried about rising interest rates? In a new survey, almost half of you are.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, everyone. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Bank rates, Greg McBride is here. He is chief financial analyst at that website. A new survey finds many of you fear rising interest rates. And of course, with the Federal Reserve kicking off another year of meetings this coming week, we turn to Greg now for some thoughts on this survey. So first of all, Greg, what did you find in this survey?
We noticed that nearly half of Americans, 49%, say they are concerned about rising interest rates in 2017. Now, this is up notably from 41% a year ago, and it comes on the heels of not only the second interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve in December, but also a big run-up in mortgage rates to close out 2016, both of those pretty fresh in the minds of many Americans.
And did you break down according to age?
We did. And younger millennials were more likely to say that their reason for concern was the, how it would impact their own personal financial situation. Those between the ages of 26 and 51 did tend to have more concerns about rising interest rates. But the reason for feeling that concern, a little surprising, wasn't so much the impact it would have on their own personal finances as much as it was anxiety about what rising interest rates might do to the broader economy or the stock market.
The stock market. They're actually thinking about the stock market.
Well, with the market continuing to set new highs seemingly on a daily basis, there are more and more people that are cognizant of the stock market and certainly wary of the fact that rising interest rates over time could be a headwind to both the economy and the stock market if it raises borrowing costs and starts to make some of those other investment options become a little bit more appealing relative to stocks.
Who's going to be hurt the most if the Fed does go forward with two or three rate hikes as it has hinted so far?
Now, the real exposure points here are going to be borrowers that have variable rate debt, particularly adjustable rate mortgages. This is the one that it tends to only go up once per year, but when it does, it can mean a difference of $50, $100, $150 a month, which really has an impact on the household budget. Credit card debt's another exposure, as are home equity lines of credit. Both of those are essentially direct pass-throughs. Any interest rate action by the Fed gets passed directly through to borrowers. And it's not that it puts a real squeeze on your budget as much as it is like pedaling into a stiffer headwind. As interest rates go up, it becomes harder and harder to pay down that debt.
We are talking with Greg McBride from Bankrate.com, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business. It's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. So, Greg, what is your forecast for the Federal Reserve? How active is Janet Yellen going to be when it comes to interest rates?
The Federal Reserve is projecting that they will do three interest rate hikes in 2017. Now, that's certainly subject to change. But I'll remind everyone that a year ago at this time, they were saying they were going to raise rates four times in 2016. They only did so once. So I'm going to bet the under on this one. I think I've got them raising rates twice during the year. Not because of necessarily anything negative about the economy. I think the economic data is consistent with rates continuing to move up. It's the other unknowns and uncertainties that I think will keep the Fed on the sidelines a few times throughout the year. And by year end, we may only get a couple of rate hikes rather than the three or more aggressive action that some people are projecting.
The fact that we're talking about raising interest rates after having rates so low for so long, Isn't this in some ways a sign that the economy has officially healed from the financial meltdown?
Yeah, absolutely. At this point, rates going up is a vote of confidence in the economy. I mean, to put it another way, the patient is not on its deathbed anymore. We don't need that record low level of interest rates that we had. Now we can start to wean the patient off the medicine. And that's exactly what the Fed has been doing and will continue to do, is wean the patient, the economy, off the medicine of those really low interest rates, but doing so gradually so that there's not some sort of setback.
Now, the Federal Reserve meeting this coming week, do you think that we're going to have hints immediately from the Fed about rate hikes, or will the year go on and then all of a sudden we'll start getting some hints?
Well, I think it's going to be, even in their terminology, meeting to meeting. One thing the Fed has said is that every meeting is a live meeting. So I think they're not going to paint themselves into any corners by ruling out future meetings for rate hikes. But I think for the time being, especially coming off of that December rate hike, it takes a while for the full effect of an interest rate hike to work its way through the economy. So at this point, I think they're just going to reiterate some of what we heard in December about the progress for continued economic growth and the fact that there is a little bit of uncertainty as to how much stimulus we'll see and when we'll see it. I think those things keep the Fed on the sideline for the time being.
With the Fed making all this noise, though, how do I go about planning if I have student loans, or if I'm thinking about getting a car loan or a mortgage?
These are things that probably aren't going to get any cheaper. As interest rates go up, particularly variable rate debts are going to be an exposure point. So anytime the Fed is holding off, just basically gives you a little bit more window of opportunity to either refinance into fixed rates or more aggressively pay down that variable rate debt before those interest rates ratchet further up further. Think about mortgage rates are, they are not directly tied to the Fed. So by the time the Fed acts, mortgage rates have typically already moved.
He's Greg McBride at Bankrate.com. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, John.
Greg is the chief financial analyst there. And I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.